Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of a joke is coming over here.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, we've got a special edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show kicking in with our good friend, the Health Ranger, Mike Adams. We don't hear from you enough, Mike. Welcome back, my friend.
Hi, Robert. Thanks for having me back. Yeah, I've been busy in the laboratory working on the world's first search engine, you know, that filters out corporate propaganda and government disinformation. And it's live and working now.
Good gopher. I love it. And, of course, I was thinking about how you select these names. Part of it is that most of the world is using Google, which is G-O-O. So it had to play into it. And a gopher, of course, goes around, searches, digs, and things. So I like the sound of it. I hope it's rolling off the type pad for everybody easily.
Yeah, we're getting a very huge response. Actually, in the first day that we did a beta launch, we had tens of thousands of users checking it out and running searches, and it was the servers were responding very well. We didn't crash it, even though we tried. Not to say that it won't crash at some point in the future, but it didn't crash on that day, and it's stayed up since. You know, this everybody realizes the world needs this.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows that Google is censoring the real news. And especially if you go to Google News, all you get is this homogenized mainstream garbage that promotes Hillary Clinton and attacks Rand Paul, you know, and promotes vaccines and attacks natural medicine. And it's just, people are tired of it. They know it's all nonsense.
Right.
But they need good, honest sources of information where they can achieve that. And that's what goodgopher.com is all about. It gives you a place to do independent media searches.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, what do you think people will miss the most? Because habits are hard to break, and people say, well, no, if I don't do a Google search, I'm going to miss, you know, explain to the things that they're going to miss that they're not going to really miss. They're actually going to be better off for missing whatever Google is promoting.
Yeah, exactly. You know, people are ready for truthful information that comes from independent sources, like the website First Look, for example. Which, you know, or Cheryl Atkinson, these kinds of independent journalists, most of whom have been blackballed by the mainstream media, well, they've begun to set up their own sites and to cover news from an independent, honest, high-integrity perspective. And those are the kinds of sites that Good Gopher spiders and gives you when you search goodgopher.com. So it's really amazing if you go, like just right now, today, go search for Monsanto on Google, and then compare that to the results that you get if you search for Monsanto on goodgopher.com.
Mm-hmm.
Completely opposite results, which just shows you that Google isn't giving you the truthful aspects of this. The relevancy algorithm is actually weighted towards the conformist, controlled, you know, science and status quo.
Right, right. Well, all these years we've been joking about the fact that whatever little we do, people may perceive it to be big, little, or otherwise. It counterbalances just a tremendous 24/7 programming, if you will. And this is like, you know, psychology, propaganda, literally getting into the mental body of the people and convincing them of what the box is, how limited it is, and that you can't go beyond it. And so when you take like this thing called goodgopher.com, a new search engine, and you open it up to a realm that is not really open to Google. Maybe you get it to page 1,000 on Google, you might find some of this stuff. Maybe, right? But right. The idea here is it's not about censoring, because some people say, well, Mike, you're just censoring what Google's doing. It's like, no, we're opening the world to the things that you can't get really through Google. And I think that's a good thing, because we've got to transition to understand the folks that are doing good work out there. You've highlighted and spotlighted those people for many years, and I just think this is a nice, beautiful, natural extension of that.
Well, the underlying philosophy here is one of intellectual diversity, that we, the people, should have the freedom to think, which means you need to be able to have the freedom to read and the freedom to access a diverse collection of information. Now, what Google does, and to some extent Facebook and definitely Wikipedia and other Orwellian controllers of information, they want all the information to be homogenized, where everybody says the same thing, thinks the same thing, and that they're not even open to debate or discussions. They just say, well, you're anti-science, or you're discredited. We can't even have a conversation about that. Well, that's not intellectual diversity. That's not freedom of thought. What Good Gopher does is it gives you the sites that the other services are suppressing.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, we go out of our way to make sure that those achieve the highest rankings by eliminating the mainstream media search results from the normal natural search. So you can, on goodgopher.com, you can click a button and you can search just for mainstream media if you want to see what the mainstream media is saying on something. But for the default search, you're actually getting the independent journalists, the bloggers, the independent scientists, researchers who have their own websites that are bringing you valuable information that's being censored across the mainstream media. If you think about it, suppose someone's searching for a homeopathic remedy for something. Maybe they have a poison ivy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they need a homeopathic remedy to stop the itching. Well, homeopathy is really, really great for stopping poison ivy, effects on the skin. And so if you go into Google and you search for homeopathic remedy for poison ivy, you're probably going to get some pages that are attacking homeopathy.
Yes.
You know, because that's what Google does. It attack everything that isn't
Well, in a sense, it's like what Wikipedia became, a gatekeeper
right.
for information on, particularly if it challenges the status quo in terms of pharmaceutical medicine, for instance. And
exactly.
I think intellectual integrity is what, you're offering, the ability, for instance, to search about vaccines and not be bombarded with, the way they bombarded any of us who questioned safety or efficacy, immediately being called anti-vaxxers, which was a creation, a word of art or term that literally created a very specific visceral response that they wanted to, elicit in the mainstream populace.
Well, exactly. There's so many levels of mind control or thought control mm-hmm. through information control. And what we are doing now very successfully is freeing people's minds from the mental prisons that are constructed by Google and Facebook and Wikipedia. So this is, we are in essence the underground railroad of internet information.
I love that.
We're the ones that are bringing the books to the slaves.
Right.
And teaching them how to read so they can awaken their minds and awaken with knowledge and free themselves from their captors. That's what goodgopher.com is really doing.
Now, I have to ask this, Mike, because Google obviously has become, I guess, a very profitable enterprise, or at least at the standpoint of what they have in terms of their listing on the stock exchange or whatever. There has to be an economic model to support the kind of inflow of information, the management of information as such. Is it also sponsor-supported at all, like Google?
Yes.
Can the people buy ads on it? How does that work?
Yes. It's exactly the same. It's a sponsor-supported search engine. Although we specifically ban sponsors that Google loves, like pharmaceutical companies. We do not allow pharmaceutical ads or other ads from corporations that we believe are destroying humanity or compromising our health or destroying the environment with chemicals and so on. So our ad base is more limited than Google, which means we may have a more of a challenging time generating the ad revenues, and yet – I know that our audience will be a lot more passionate about the content. And so we anticipate a very high level of support across the board.
Well, and that's what I would hope as well, because the appreciation for what you do, what we also do here, it isn't that we're reaching out to hundreds of zillions of people at the same time, but the people that are coming on board, very passionate, very appreciative, and do tend to say thank you to those who support this message that I call it of health, freedom, and healing liberty. And, of course, expanding that into the broader base search engine that you now have, goodgopher.com. We're talking with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, in case you just tuned in here to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Of course, you can hear the archives right here on Natural News Radio, as well as our syndicator GCN and other places. And, you know, I guess in terms of searching for radio content, I mean, that's another aspect of this. You may hear only responses that focal point on mainstream media outlets or even the iHeart radios, which is basically Clear Channel, versus maybe there'll be an opening to hear about alternative media in terms of radio TV formats, too.
Absolutely. Good Gopher, we have many expansion plans for covering different areas, you know, videos and online radio broadcasts, things like that. So I can't give away all the secrets yet up front, but watch for new things coming very, very soon, actually, from goodgopher.com, ways that you can monitor what's happening in almost real time. As our world gets more and more, you know, insane by the week, it seems, and things are moving more quickly, so this becomes very, very important.
Beautiful. All right, goodgopher.com, the new official website, if you can, in terms of search engines that we want to support here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, of course. Mike, also, you participated again with the Quest for the Cures Continues. There's a global edition with our good buddy Ty Bollinger. I understand that you're going into the next phase as well, doing some more interviews, and I'm very excited to hear what you have. And Ty has told me a little bit about it. He's very thrilled that you were participating again.
Oh, yeah. We had a great interview, last week, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow Ty brings out the best conversations.
Yes, he does.
Enjoy doing interviews with him more than almost anyone. You know, he nails it. He brings out the best. And plus, he's like you. He's done so many interviews. He brings this wealth of knowledge to every interview. He can ask questions that other people wouldn't think of.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, there's been such transformation. We've been hanging out together for a number of years now and seeing how it's kind of rippling into the main thought out there, and what he's done with the, you know, Cancer Step Outside the Box, the book that started it all for him, and now the Quest for the Cure is a video format that's really, as I traveled around the world, literally in England where I was, and he's been elsewhere too, and hearing people that have watched it and have been transformed. Of course, always asking, hey, do you know about Natural News? I may have mentioned this to you when I got back from England. I went to one of their stores, Planet Organic, a nice chain of organic stores there in London. He says, yeah, I know you. You're on Natural News. So I met this guy who was a fan of Natural News in England. So, you know, the reach is just extraordinary, actually.
Oh, yeah. And it keeps getting bigger. And with all the new things that we're launching, such as Good Gopher, it's going to get even larger. But, you know, there's an important note that I want to share.
Hold that thought. If it's an important note, I want you to have time to answer it. We're on the first break here. We're going to do another segment with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it out. Links are also up at robertscottbell.com. Back after this.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Rockin' the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
If y'all knew what goes on behind the scenes at Natural News with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and all the projects that he does, like you said, there's 10 of him. There's not one of them. There's 10 of him. How do you do it, Mike? Again, don't answer that question. Don't give away all your secrets. But you're extraordinary, good friend, and, of course, supporter of health freedom here on the Robert Scott Bell Show as well. You were about to reveal some information. We were on the break, so I want to let you have at it.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was saying that with GoodGopher.com, what we're really doing is promoting health freedom across the board for all the websites that cover it, and it's really a different role for mm-hmm. for myself as well as what we're doing at Natural News, not just being a content creator, but actually helping to promote all the other content creators that are also doing great work. And this is crucial to share because, you know, I don't consider myself to be a competitor of other people in the industry that are promoting health freedom, you know, who are writing about the dangers of vaccines and so on. I consider them all to be partners.
Yes.
We're all trying to help save children, protect lives, publish the truth, do these kinds of things. So Good Gopher helps empower all of those other sites. And you're going to see more and more developments and innovations from myself and Natural News that are really at this meta level above just being a content site, but rather being a content empowering gateway, if you will, for everybody else's content.
Nice. Well, it is. It's really good. It's the way I've viewed this since we began as well, is that I'm always happy to promote others that are doing this kind of work, because there are a lot of messages that have been censored for so many years. Again, case in point, why Good Gopher is so great. But the idea, again, is to uplift all those who are putting out good work, good messages that are empowering folks rather than hypnotizing them into submission.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Look, we have to awaken more and more people while we still have an opportunity to do so. And that's what this is all about. And by the way, can I plug another website that is also aligned with that here?
Yeah, let's reveal it. This is the first time I think we're going out on a new site here that's going to help folks. Go ahead.
Yeah, we just put together a really detailed compilation of the entire history of mass shootings that are tied to psychiatric drugs. And the website is called psychdrugshooters.com. Spelled just like it sounds, psychdrugshooters.com. And it documents this long history, including the Chattanooga military base shooting that just happened. And that guy was on all kinds of prescription drugs, painkillers and opioids and so on, which, you know, alter mind, brain function.
Right.
So that's documented, as well as all the others. And for those of you listening out there, we could use your help to help promote psychdrugshooters.com. There are no ads on the site. It's not, even though it's a .com, it's not really a commercial site. It's just out there to document all of this. And we'll keep adding to it when there are, you know, sadly, more and more psychiatric drug shootings.
Well, yeah, and of course, this is another layer of manipulation. Certainly there is antagonism between radical Islam and Christianity and Judaism and all of that. We know that those things do exist, but very often these psychiatric medications are involved that may outweigh any, let's say, radical belief that may proceed or may not. And, of course, all they have to do is say, here's a guy named Muhammad and he shot up this. He's obviously a terrorist when he could be a psychiatric patient.
Well, what I think, my theory is that the psych drugs take people over the edge, that there are people like that individual who are disturbed or maybe harbor a lot of hatred or violence towards a specific group.
Sure.
But most people don't act on that.
Right.
You know, that most people are not cold-blooded killers. But when they get on psychiatric drugs, it takes away that inhibition.
Yep.
It dissociates them from reality, where in some cases they think they're playing a video game, or they think it's a dream, or it's not real. And then that allows them to actually carry out the violence in the real world. Even sometimes I think they may not realize they're doing it. I'm not excusing them. I'm saying that they are dissociated from reality,
right,
and the psychiatric drugs play a role in that.
Yeah, clearly we've covered these shootings over the years as well, and the governor on behavior is just kind of removed via chemical manipulation of the brain and other systems, thanks to modern psychiatry. Peter Bregan is a great guy. We've interviewed him. In fact, he was our 1,000th guest a few weeks ago, Peter Bregan, because he spoke out so well on the issue of psychiatric drugs. So look at the longevity of this show. Thanks to you as well, Mike, for your support and our continued work together as well. GoodGopher.com, another step in the deprogramming of the populace.
Well, thank you very much. We are working hard to help people get deprogrammed and dehypnotized and wake up. it's a never-ending a battle for the minds of the people, but you know, the truth will win out in the end.
Yep, and we're going to have some fun doing it along the way. Thank you to Mike Adams for rejoining us today. It's been a while. We look forward to having him on again. GoodGopher.com, and of course, just announced PsychDrugShooters.com. Those are linked up in the show notes at RobertScoutBell.com. Thank you, Mike. We got more advanced medicine coming up, Dr. Batar, a little bit later, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertarol.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water, that's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work from home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Expand your life with Expandovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Expandovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Expandovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Expand your life with
Expandovite. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
I can't help but thinking about that little cute little gopher from Caddyshack. Now, when I think of goodgopher.com, you know, I'm all right. I don't know. It's probably trademarked, so they can't use that for Good Gopher. But, yeah, definitely do the search, goodgopher.com. Test it out. Test drive, goodgopher.com. We got Dr. Bitar coming up a little later, Advanced Medicine on tap, as we do each and every Monday afternoon or evening, depending on where you are. I got a question of the day coming up shortly. I was just thinking about all of the propaganda, you know, after talking to Mike, thinking about all the things that we're having to counteract from the mainstream media with what we call Media 2.0 or new media, alternative media, however you want to say it. We're integrative media. That's right. We integrate. What are we integrating? I don't know. Probably a little bit of the truth, maybe a lot of facts that you don't get many other places. But education is one of those ways where they get you early, right? Indoctrination centers, government indoctrination centers, a.k.a. Public schools. And there's an education secretary, Arne Duncan. I don't know if he's Arne or Arne, because they left the I off of the IE. It's Arne Duncan or Arne Duncan, education secretary. He's at this Youth Violence Prevention Summit. And I don't have the audio for you today. I've given Super Don the evening off just to kind of unplug. He's been working hard, especially when I was in Arizona trying to keep it all together. Education Secretary Arne Duncan recently spoke at the 4th Annual Youth Violence Prevention Summit at the Hyatt Regency Crystal City. That's I think, right below D.C. there, by an interagency initiative led by the Justice and Education Departments. Secretary Duncan discussed the role of public education in reducing youth violence. Right, this sounds good on the surface. Fluffy, happy stuff. Let's see what we can do to reduce youth violence. I got an idea for you, Arne. How about stop serving them junk food? I mean food that is subsidized by you, the government. That means all of us, I guess, indirectly. Food that is loaded with GMOs, loaded with refined carbohydrates, loaded with antibiotics, growth hormones, etc., in the meats that you subsidize that are fed to the kids, or the ketchup as a vegetable loaded with high fructose corn syrup. That would be a good use of... forget it. I can't see them doing any of these things correctly. Am I just too cynical or too much of a realist at that level? That the federal government is out there talking about, well, you kids are so violent, we got to figure this thing out. But not going to the heart of the matter, but here's where he's going. He says the way to curb youth violence is to start government boarding schools. That's right. Public schools aren't good enough. We need 24/7 control of your children. And he says that. Exactly that. And I quote, certain children, we should have 24/7. We don't have enough kids in prison already. We want to put them in school that is like a prison. I know. I went to a public school in high school, and we didn't even have windows unless you got to go to the library occasionally. There were no windows in my school. How did I come out of that? I don't know sometimes. Complete vitamin D deficiency induced by the government, by the local. And, you know, the federal government wasn't as involved back then when I was a kid growing up as it is today. And we see what happens in California when SB 277 comes to fruition. I think they've got like a year grace to figure this thing out. It may not activate this coming school year. But even if you wanted to send your kids to private school because you don't want them in public indoctrination centers, they will disallow it based on the vaccine mandate as it's written, unless you can find a physician who is worth his salt in anything to be able to see through the lies of the vaccines. Yesterday, we had Dr. Jack Wilson, and he's the paleocardiologist. We talked about his victory in the state board, if you will, osteopathic board of medicine. They voted 4-1 in favor of dismissing all the complaints against his license based on his views. Yes, he spoke up and said there is no evidence to support safety or efficacy of vaccinations, which we've said many times here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And, of course, he was pilloried and just dragged through it in the old press. We can't have a doctor leaving the plantation, the pharmaceutical medical plantation. That's just not right. We can't have that happen. Let's get his license removed. It was 32, 36, 38, something like complaints. None of his patients complained. And then he hired Emort, Jonathan Emort, our good buddy. And guess what? Free speech, First Amendment. This is a clear First Amendment case. We've got no issue here. You may disagree with what the guy says, but we can't take his license because of what he says. I find that very interesting.
But Secretary Duncan, never one to give up on a good monopoly, says, oh my gosh, it's just not working. We've got to take some of these kids and put them in boarding schools. Raise your kids. No, you can't raise them. The state must raise them. And if you raise them in ways that defy our edicts, our statements of the public good, then we're going to take your kids and put them in there forcefully 24/7. Now, initially, of course, it's going to be the parents who are not there, the latchkey kids, the single parents, maybe the zero parents. I don't know, but how long will it be till they describe the parents who are holistic and don't vaccinate as the ones that are raising kids improperly, and therefore we must take your children and put them into 24/7 schools? Excuse me, sir, may I have some more? Some more? Oliver, right? Is this where we're going? Kids raised by the state? A dystopian science fiction future coming to America right here and right now? Check it out. This article, by the way, is linked up in the show notes at Medical Kidnap. Go to robertscottbell.com and you can see this. The things we have been saying for many years here, some have dismissed as conspiracy theories, all come into fruition in reality based on the fact that we can read the lines of the Matrix and we're living in it until you step outside of it. And then you can see through it. Then the question is, will you have the courage of your convictions to no longer play ball, to no longer acquiesce, to no longer provide your consent? Because that is what they thrive upon. Don't resist. Resistance is futile. Consent. You must do as we say. Not as we do, of course. So the education secretary has come out of the Orwellian closet to say that certain kids in America, we should have 24/7. We. Who's we? The government. Who's the government? You think it's the collective us? No. It's a corporation. It's an artificial creation of itself. It's been in receivership since about 1933. And all those taxes that they take from you don't go to pay down the debt. That's a whole other story for a whole other show. We do this occasionally when we do economic healing here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Yeah, I know, it's serious stuff. Serious stuff we got to do from time to time. Again, good news on Jack Wolfson. We'll have it up. If you haven't seen, at Epic Times, we do a series of videos once, twice, three times a week, exclusive to our good friend Jerry Doyle, epictimes.com. Check it out there. Archives of the show available there, as well as GCN right here where you listen to us, our syndicator. And Natural News Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, and UK Health Radio across the pond. Thank you to all of our British friends for sticking with this rogue American with a love of liberty that just doesn't quit. Well, that leads us to something occasionally when you speak out, whether you call in here at 866-939-BELL or whether you just want to, send it through the website at robertscottbell.com.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Yes, today's question of the day. It comes from, let's see, who's sending this through? I got to see the name. Anthony. Anthony sends this. He says, every time I take the colloidal silver with the aloe that you recommend, the silver aloe protocol for healing the gut, he says, I'm getting an MRSA breakout. Is this my body detoxing? What do you believe is going on? Well, Anthony, unless you've got it confirmed that it's a staph infection or an MRSA infection, I can promise you that the silver aloe protocol does not elicit a staph infection, does not cause or create a staph infection of any kind. However, having said that, if you're dealing with an overgrowth of yeast or other kind of dysbiotic organisms, remember the gut, the epithelial lining of the gut, it's like a reflection of what you see external to you. And you send that silver and aloe down into the gut. Remember how to do that. Write about it and unlock the power to heal. You take a tablespoon or two of the silver hydrosol, mix it with a tablespoon or two, or even more, of your favorite aloe vera juice. Mine is Stockton Aloe 1, A-L-O-E-1.com. They'll send it to you fresh, frozen. And what, obviously, you don't, it's not frozen when you use it. You thaw it out what you need. But you mix them together, drink it down three times a day on an empty stomach. Now, if you do have an overgrowth of yeast, there will be an eradication of viable yeast organisms, candida organisms. And when you kill the bad guys, or your immune system does, or the silver, however you want to perceive this occurring,
There is debris that will circulate. And if your excretory system is not up to speed, let's say you have that proverbial liver congestion for which your doctor has no clue what that even is. Rarely will a medical doctor even know what liver congestion is. And you realize that that debris field circulating is now trying to get through to the liver to be bound and transformed and excreted via the kidneys or the colon. And if your liver kidneys are congested, your lymphatic system is too static, you're not getting enough movement because you've been so tired and lethargic because of the yeast, for instance, you can have this die-off reaction and it doesn't leave the body fast enough. The body is intelligent. It's not going to give up and do nothing. If it has the energy and wherewithal, it will throw it out through the skin. The skin becomes the largest organ of excretion that we have. Now, this is not to say that you haven't also modulated your immune system and you aren't harboring staph bacteria that usually comes out through the skin as kind of a little pimple-like, pussy-like looking thing coming out that's kind of scary. Good news is, of course, silver is not the methicillin MRSA, it's not resistant to the silver. So if you were to apply it topically, you can neutralize it there very safely, very completely. But I would also recommend to you, if you do suspect any kind of staph outbreak, in addition to the silver locally, systemically, silver aloe in the gut, that we also look to use a homeopathic remedy. And all longtime listeners know where I'm going with this, but still, most people, even homeopaths, don't always know this because it's a unique remedy known as hepar-sulfur calcarea. Or heper sulfur, sometimes you'll see it as heper sul, S-U-L. Sulfur, short, sul, S-U-L. Heper is spelled H-E-P-A-R. And this is, I use it typically a 15X. You can use a 12X, a 12C, 24X, a 30C, whatever you can get repeatedly. And that will also help metabolically, immunologically, respond appropriately to tamp down the expression of disease, not suppress it, but to overcome it. All right, hopefully that's helpful to you, Anthony. When we come back, kale, is it not the superfood we were told it was? And really, bacon-flavored seaweed, is that where we're going? All right, we got that and a whole lot more. It's Advanced Medicine and Dr. Bitar after that.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Say no to colon cancer. When your colon is clogged, this can attribute to disease, which makes you sick, which takes you to the doctor, and so on, and so on. Help yourself and help your doctor. Get the tea.com, the mild colon cleanser that feels and tastes great. Many products taste terrible and are quite uncomfortable. Life Change Tea is wonderful and soothing. Wait and see how many benefits you receive from drinking Life Change Tea. Life does not have to be about being fearful of a disease. Order now and feel success. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408 for a real operator. 928-308-0408. Testimonies and everything you need to know is on our website at GetTheTea.com. We even have specials. Be happy, be healthy, and know you're in charge of your life. GetTheTea.com.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Now, a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
I just took some CBD oil, my favorite. Oh, this is unflavored even. It's good. From Cannavest. Anyway, I just needed some. All right. Look, we got kale. Kale. Remember McDonald's picking up kale? Yes, everybody jump on the kale bandwagon. And I remember going to the steakhouses of old before I woke up and saw the light. Began eating clean food. That was years ago. The Western Sizzlins of the world. All you can eat buffets, right? What do you want? A number one, a number two? You want baked potato? You want smothered? Those are memories I do have. Now, kale was something that was a garnish, not to eat, just to look at. They made it all pretty around this, this hooded kind of thing where the buffet is. They put all this kale. Now suddenly everybody juices it. Everybody eats it. I admit I like kale. I do. We will steam some kale. And then, put some nice stuff on it, eat it. People will dry it out, eat it like chips, if you will, kale chips almost. And here's a news item that I don't know if it's going to put the kibosh on it. Probably not when we read this. You know how it is when they claim the headlines here at Fox News. They say kale might not be as healthy as you think it is. Now, I just laughed when McDonald's picked up kale because it was a desperate attempt to say, how do we get our Chipotle back, right? Hey, yeah, I know, let's sell kale. That's not going to work. The people who eat kale are not eating at McDonald's, and the people who eat at McDonald's are not going to eat kale. But now they're going to use this as an excuse to not eat kale.
An article in Craftsmanship magazine says that everyone's favorite health food, I don't think it's everyone's favorite health food, but a lot of people now like it, might produce some rather unwelcome side effects, including chronic fatigue, digestive issues, arrhythmias, and more. It's like, oh my gosh, where's the FDA? We better pull kale from the market immediately. According to Mother Jones, the leftist rag that it is, the article doesn't establish a definitive link between heavy kale consumption and any health problem. Well, at least they're consistent, right? Because if you were to write there's a link between mercury and vaccines and autism, they'll say the same thing. This doesn't establish a definitive link between mercury and autism and vaccines. So they're consistent on kale, too. I don't know if they're actually coming to the defense of kale, but they're consistent because it raises suspicion. And when it comes to vaccines, no, nothing raises suspicion to Mother Jones, does it? Am I wrong about this? I could be wrong about Mother Jones. You tell me. It describes how after hearing health food fans complain of symptoms similar to those of low-level thallium poisoning, molecular biologist Ernie Hubbard identified the toxic heavy metal in patients' urine and kale, and in kale. He then reviewed studies published over a 15-year period and found that kale, cabbage, watercress, radishes, and turnips are particularly good at pulling thallium from soil. How about eating those same foods that were just mentioned in places where thallium isn't prevalent in the soil? Because certainly, if you know environmentally, there are reasons that something is there or not there. And it turns out thallium is only found at concerning levels if you're growing it, well, kale or others, nearby cement plants, oil drilling, smelting, and most of all, in the ash that results from coal burning. And thallium is only one of many problems you're going to have there because you're going to have mercury in the soil as well, which will probably be picked up by a whole lot of things. So they're not saying don't eat the kale, but they're trying to, I think they're back, this is going to backfire on them, making light of trace elements, trace toxins, and acknowledging their role in creating disease. This could backfire. But that leads us to the second interesting story of the day related to food. Scientists in Oregon have evidently developed bacon-flavored seaweed. And this new seaweed variety can be farmed. No mention of whether it's genetically engineered. No mention as to whether pigs are involved in this. I have no idea. I'm reading this. I can't find the information. But they do acknowledge that this seaweed, which I do like, is really lovely. I'll eat it when it doesn't taste like bacon. It's dulse. Dulse. And I've eaten dulse before, and it's actually really good. It's like a little bit of a chewy kind of lettuce-y thing. And I like the taste of seaweed. I like the taste of the sea. I don't mind it. Some people can gag on that stuff. I like it. But it's a normal seaweed, dulse, and somehow they've developed a variety over many years that can be eaten fresh, and it tastes like bacon. Now, I'll believe it when I try it, that a seaweed tastes like bacon, but they're claiming that it does. And you know, anything that tastes like bacon, Americans are going to eat. Not all Americans, but a lot of Americans. So line up for your seaweed, cheese, and egg sandwich, or a new form of a seaweed burger. You want to do the traditional bacon burger, which will be healthier, I agree. Minerals are plentiful in sea vegetation, as long as it's not radiological coming out of Fukushima. All right, next hour, advanced medicine, Dr. Bitar, more antibiotic myths to bust, and the academic oligarchy limiting your knowledge of science, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissue should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.